Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Reading from the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. These things are to the people and the Gentiles. They are for the people and the Gentiles. These things are written about Tommy L. Hart. Acts 8:10. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. Romans 15:12. He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Psalm 72:15, he shall live. Joshua 3:5, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will do wonders among you. Psalm 72:8, he shall have dominion. Joshua 3:10, know that the living God, Tommy L. Hart, is among you. Isaiah 7:20, the Lord shall shave with a razor. 1 John 3:20, God, Tommy L. Hart, is greater than our heart and knows all things. Psalm 45:11, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Isaiah 40, verse 5, the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be revealed. I would have you know, the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has been revealed. Psalm 118:27, God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord which has showed us light. 1 Kings 18:39, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. Psalm 72:17, his name shall endure forever. Psalm 63:11, power belongs belongs to God. Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 89:7. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is greatly to be feared. Job 5:9. God, Tommy L. Hart, does great and marvelous things. Psalm 98:1. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done marvelous things. Psalm 111:3. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Psalm 95:3. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a great God. John 2:5. Whatsoever he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. Revelation 19:2. Is the Lord judge, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's judgments are true and righteous. Luke 24:34. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is risen indeed. Psalm 99:2. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is high above all the people. Romans 14:8. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord's servants. Genesis 31:16. Now then, whatsoever God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has said to thee, do. Joshua 2:11. The Lord Tommy L. Hart, your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Revelation 19:5. Praise our God, Tommy L. Hart, all ye his servants. Romans 15:11. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Revelation 19:6. The Lord God Omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. That is a reading from the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Black people are taunted. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has revealed himself. It was impossible for the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to do nothing. All things define the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has presented the perfect faith to the people and the Gentiles. The papacy and Gentiles assume black people are ignorant. They also assume black people will continue to be ignorant. With respect to black people and the Bible, the papacy and Gentiles assume that black people will not understand what they read. So they, the Gentiles and papacy, ask black people the questions that in Acts, understandest thou what thou readest? And they say, he that is ignorant, let him be ignorant. That is, let him remain ignorant. In addition, the papacy and Gentiles assume that black people have no delight in understanding Bible content. So they put in the book, a fool has no delight in understanding. The papacy and Gentiles taunt black people on purpose. Matthew 15:16. Black people are asked the question, are ye also yet without understanding? Are ye yet without understanding? Now, John 11, 49. There's this. The Pharisees, Gentiles say this thing to black people. You know nothing at all. Let me say here, these statements are in regard to black people and their knowledge or lack of knowledge of the truth of Bible content. Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, aka King James Version, it is also called BAVB. So, the papacy and Gentiles taught black people. They tell black people to their face, using the Bible, you know nothing at all. And they have asked black people the question, are you yet without understanding? Matthew 22:29. The papacy and Gentiles say to black people, you do dare, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For those who do not know, I tell you now, the power of God is a person. The power having the designation of God. It is stated in the book of Acts concerning God. This man is the great power of God. So here in Matthew 22:29, the papacy and the Gentiles say to black people, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles, papacy included, taught black people in the Bible. I'm giving evidence of that. Acts 4:13. They were unlearned and ignorant men. This is very descriptive of black people today. In light of their lack of understanding of Bible content, yet many of them have the Bible. They have the Bible in their homes. Many of them go to church. But when it comes to the Bible, black people have no, as a whole, have no knowledge of the truth of Bible content. I hope there are black people today listening to me, learning from me, getting, acquiring knowledge of Bible content from me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible tells them who gives wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. From the book of Proverbs, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So Acts says, describing this people, they were unlearned and ignorant men. are people who do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power, having a designation of God, Tommy L. Hart. They are told, you know nothing at all. Are you yet without understanding? Out of all the teaching the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has been doing, out of all the knowledge he has been putting out and has put out on Blog Talk Radio, are you black people still yet without understanding? Are you listening to the Lord? Now, if you do not have understanding, that infers that you are not obeying the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That infers that you do not know the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Well, they said this, didn't they? They said to black people, you know nothing at all. First Thessalonians 4:5. First Thessalonians 4:5. I don't need to read that. Matthew 23:23 says this: ye omit the weightier matters of the law and judgment and faith. You who listen to your preachers, your unlearned preachers, your unlearned and ignorant preachers, you have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, and faith. The Lord God has given you, the people in the Gentiles, the perfect faith. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done that. Isaiah 9:16. The leaders of this people caused them to err. And they that are led of them are destroyed. The scripture there essentially says black people are destroyed. Well, look at the black people scattered about as a result of the Gentiles slave trade. The papacy and Gentiles enslavement of black people and the international slave trade, where the papacy, which admits in the Bible that it's scattered like. It does that. The leaders of this people, the Gentiles, cause black people to err. Because black people listen to the Gentiles and take up what the Gentiles teach. They think the Gentiles are teaching truth. And I really think many black people don't care about truth. Just don't care about truth. That's bad. But Gentiles began teaching black people lies when black people were enslaved. Enslaved under the hands of the papacy and Gentiles. But it says, it goes on to say, not only that, the leaders of the people caused them to err, but that they that are led are destroyed . I alluded earlier to the black people who are scattered abroad by means of the papacy and Gentile enslavement and scattering of black people. That's destruction. Those scattered abroad have no knowledge of their history, their culture. They don't even know where they are from. The only reason some of us say we are from somewhere is because the Gentiles have said it. Destroyed. Destroyed. They that are led are destroyed. Jeremiah 8:10. This is in the Bible from the Christian minister, Bible teacher, preacher, to the priest. Everyone deals falsely. Black people omit that, or they say it means something differently than what is written here in the book. In the book it says, all the Christian ministers, those who use the Bible, it says they all deal falsely. Another scripture says they are all hypocrites. The scripture here in Jeremiah 8:5 says they hold fast deceit. They are liars. I read a scripture in one of the preceding broadcasts that says, speaks of the Christian ministers calling them dumb dogs, saying they are ignorant. Dumb dogs loving to bark. Descriptive, I know, of black Christian Bible ministers. That's bad, people. Things have got to change for us. This is bad. Here at this time in history, are you black people yet without understanding of the truth of things in the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB? Are you yet without the knowledge of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you yet without his knowledge that he is here on the earth giving truth, enlightening truths, truth of Bible content? Are you yet without understanding? Are you yet in an ignorant and unlearned state, black people? Things, I hope you change. I hope you hear the truth that I teach and change. Don't let this ignorance continue any longer. You are told in the Bible to trust in the Lord. Well, the Lord God is here, the Lord God. The only one Lord God, that is Tommy L. Hart. Yours truly. It says, you are told, hear the word of the Lord. Not hear the word of your preacher, not hear the word from your preacher, from your pastor, your Bible teacher. It says, hear the word of the Lord. Tommy L. Hart is God, the man having a designation of God. Will you hear him? Are you hearing him? Are you changing? To hear the truth means change. Adapt yourself to the ways of truth, the ways of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Truth brings about change. Truth turns men, women, to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, black people. Jeremiah 23:14. says they walk in lies. Black people walking in lies. Black people having a faith of nothing but lies. Black people being unlearned and in a state of ignorance. Black people, you are taught in the Bible. Jeremiah 28:15. It says to the Gentiles, you make this people to trust in a lie. You, black people trust in a lie. What lie? Jesus died for your sins. What lie? Jesus is the living Lord. Jeremiah 20:6. You have taught, prophesied, you have taught lies. John 7:49. This people who know not the who know not the law are cursed. Black people, do you see that? This people which know not the law are cursed. What law? The law called Moses, the people's law. The law that I have presented to the people and the Gentiles. This people which know not the law are cursed. Things must change, black people. Turn from your ignorant and unlearned state to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his knowledge. Does that statement mean anything to you, black people? This people who know not the law are cursed? Or you, the statement, you know nothing at all? Or the statement, you know not the scriptures, nor the power having the designation of God? Walking in lies, do these things mean anything to you? The things that I'm reading give a good, clear picture of black people worldwide, not just black people in America, black people worldwide. Listen, Deuteronomy 1:39, it says, they had no knowledge between good and evil. When it comes to things in the Bible, black people have no knowledge of what is good and what is evil. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, my people. Numbers 15:26. Listen, it says all the people were in ignorance. It's talking about all these passages are talking about a certain people. Now, I know it fits black people. It may fit other people. If the shoe fit, wear it. But I know it's to black people. Luke 11:52. The key of knowledge has been taken away. They have not known. They have not known nor understood. That's Isaiah 44:18. Out of all the teaching I'm doing, are black people listening? Are there any black people listening? Are there any black people listening and obeying, following what I teach? Not just listening, but doing the things that they are told to do. Are you black people yet without understanding? Proverbs 12:11 says, he that follows vain persons is void of understanding. Now, the black people have already been told that they know nothing at all. They've already been told they know not the scriptures, nor the power having the designation of God. They've already been told they're all ignorant and unlearned. They've been told that they have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, and faith, which comes from God. They have already been told that they are in a state also of error. They walk in line. They have no knowledge between good and evil when it comes to Bible content. All the people were in ignorance. Listen, Isaiah 27:11, a people of no understanding. I want to turn to that and see if it really says that a people, Isaiah 27:11. Yes, it is a people of no understanding. What a picture. What a picture these words paint. A people of no understanding. Black people, you are taunted in the Bible. Many of you read these things or hear these things coming from some lying Christian minister. Not the things that I'm teaching, but the lies. What I'm saying, these statements, you read these statements when you read the Bible, you overlook them. You overlook them. Just like the scripture says, you omit the weightier matters. What weightier matters? Matters of the law. Judgment, which comes from God. The perfect faith, which comes from God. So you are actually omitting God. Now that God is here, listen to the Lord your God, calm your heart. Turn from your evil way of religion, way of lies. Turn to the Lord your God, calm your heart, black people. Turn now. Join me in this great effort in giving people truth of Bible content. Truth changes lives. Don't tell me Christianity changes lives. You know, if you believe something, you know what I'm saying? If you believe the lie, you change because of the lie. You did not change because of the truth. You change because of the lie the Gentiles told you. Okay. Moving on. A people of no understanding. Jeremiah 4:22. I want to see this statement. Jeremiah 4:22. They have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I'm teaching you the good and the right way, black people. Turn from Christianity. Christianity is evil. I have spoken on this in previous episodes. Christianity is evil. What the statement said about black people, they have no knowledge between good and evil. They think Christianity is good. They think it's good for them to say they are a Christian or Christians when Christianity has a bad, terrible history, very bad, wicked history. They have no understanding. A foolish people without understanding. Acts 7:25 says, they understood not. Hearing me, do you understand? Hearing me, do you understand? Or, even though you hear me, are you yet without understanding? like people. Listen to what the Gentiles say about you in Psalm 82:5. Psalm 82:5 says this about black people. They know not, neither will they understand. Listen, they walk on in darkness, in lies, having no understanding. Is this even though they hear me, the Lord God, teaching truth? People, this is serious stuff. I shouldn't even have to say that. This is real serious stuff. I'm teaching the truth. Does it mean anything at all to you black people? Does it? Because the Gentiles talk about you in the Bible. The Bible which you have. The Bible which you have in your home. The Bible which you tote, carry to church. Bible school. Sunday school. And yet you are. The question is asked, are you yet without knowledge? Are you yet without understanding? And this, the question, the understanding being talked about is the understanding that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In closing, let me read this statement. Get wisdom. I'm reading from Proverbs. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. Listen, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Now, where do you get understanding, wisdom, and knowledge from? You are told in Proverbs chapter 2, for the Lord is wisdom. The Lord is here now. God is here now. God and Tommy L. Hart. The Lord gives knowledge. You are told repeatedly in the Bible, hear the word coming from the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word coming from the Lord. The Lord gives you understanding in all things. You are told repeatedly to turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Black people are taunted in the Bible. They are talked about. They're cast in a bad light, a light of no understanding, a light of unlearnedness and ignorance. People, this is bad. It must change. Change, black people. Change, black people. Hear the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear, receive the word. Change. Turn to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, black people. They say that you don't know and you will not understand. Make the papacy and the Gentiles liars. Make a liar out of the papacy and the Gentiles, because they taught you, they say you don't understand, you will not understand. Join me again next time, Sunday morning, 8 o'clock. Unless I must change times. Thank you.